can't function drunk or high. I'm barely functioning sober. I got a lot of anger issues. Like, but for like really minute things, you know. Like, I feel like I do pretty good in a relationship, especially now. But I hate birds. as an example, I hate them. And I don't even really know where it comes from, but I can't stand what's this maneuver? What is this jerky crack withdrawal vibe that I don't trust. That's not trustworthy behavior. If you saw a person out in the corner fucking doing this shit, you'd cross the street or you'd call somebody. But a bird gets a pass? I don't think so. I don't mind when chickens do it, because when chickens do their head thing, it's not aggressive. It just looks like they can't find their keys. They're like, where the fuck did I put my goddamn... I came in over here. Shit, I fucking knew. Come on. You know what I mean? I mean, fuck them too, but that's I don't mind this. It's this crazy, like they're listening for the cops. Shh. I don't like when you make eye contact with a bird. And it just widens, it pops its eyes out of its head, then it tilts its neck. It's like it's trying to control your mind or get you to kill yourself. I don't trust, anytime there's a flock of them over your head, you gotta run to your car before they shit on you. Like, they don't like you either. I don't think people who like birds say they like birds. People who own birds, how do you like your bird? Look at the way they treat their bird when you're over at their house. And they're like, you want to meet my bird? Check him out. He's in his cage. Harra, 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 he loves it in there. Like just running your finger over the bars like you're a corrupt guard with a nightstick. Fuck. I start to feel bad for the bird. Has anybody ever heard a parrot talk? Ever in their life? I've never heard it. I'm 32 years old. I've never heard it. You have? You heard a parrot? What did a parrot say?
I can't remember.
You can't remember? Because it's not real. It's not a real thing. It's not a real thing. I think it's like that Yanni Laurel thing, you know, where you hear something and people hear, oh, the parrot talked. And I hear something completely different. Because when I was a kid and you heard there's an animal out there in the world that can talk like a human being. That's the only thing I've ever wanted to see my whole life. And my buddy Rob got a parrot. And I was so excited. I ran to his house and he was like, all right, dude, check this out. It's awesome. His name is Max, all right? We taught him to say bread. When he does, we give him bread. It's dope, check it out. Max, say bread. And then Max would go, ah! What the fuck? What the fuck was that? That was the worst sound I've ever heard. Why are you giving him bread? What the fuck is happening? Why are you rewarding this behavior? I hate them all. Like, if I could own any bird, I'd want to own a duck, though, because ducks are real low maintenance. They don't give a shit. They just cash their unemployment checks, and then they just go chill on. I could sit on a park bench and watch a duck float on the lake like old boats, and they just talk shit to other ducks. They just quack. That's all they got in them. Cool thing about a duck too is a duck will pop its head into the water. It like gets a signal and then it's down there. And I have no idea what it's doing down there. It's like hunting for food or cleaning its dick. I have no idea. But it'll be down there for like 45 minutes. Do you ever notice how long a duck has its head underwater? It's for so long. But when it's finally done, it just picks its head back up and it's like, whatever. What the shit? Is it a Navy SEAL? How does it know how to do that? You've never seen a duck put its head into the water for an hour and then come back up and be like, oh, my God. Holy shit! Oh, God! Oh! Oh! How long was that? You didn't time!